On the other end of our Green Jag guest line this morning, we have Mark Spicer from the Sand Creek Aggies football team. And Mark, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Wow, it's great to be here. Great morning. Thursday football, you can't beat it.
Mark, John Kane here. Is it possible for you to tell us exactly what you told your ball club at halftime last week? And can it be bottled?
Yeah, I mean, I've had that question a lot. And, to be totally honest with you, and I'm that honest when I say this, I told them I believed in them. And I told them, I don't care what anybody else thinks, I believe in you. And, you know, we struggled last year. And, you know, in that first half, it challenged us. And I talked about it a lot in the preseason. And we spent a lot of time on our culture. And when things don't go your way, how do you talk to each other? How do you talk to your teammates? And what does that look like? And how do you respond? And that was as good a test as we could have had. And they responded. And we've put a lot of time and effort into doing that. And you know, for those kids to believe and not give up on each other and do what they do. And I think that, you know, we have some athletes and it just some bad, you know, Quincy made a couple good plays and we had a couple broken plays. And I think that's just coming out and doing what we do and taking care of business.
Well, last year you had a little difficulty with moving the football, scoring points. What's the difference between this year and last year?
I mean, just, you know, up front is a huge one. You know, we were young up front last year. We have quite a bit of size up front. And, you know, they're a year older, a year stronger, and that makes a big difference. And we're just better at moving people, you know, and we got athletes in space, you know, and we can get Ivan Wilkinson, you know, he's got to be consistent and do it over a season, but he's a pretty good running back. You know, Jordan Illenden's a pretty good running back. Caleb Luck's a pretty good running back. So we got three different weapons there, and then we got to be able to connect a little bit better on the pass still, but I mean, we got some guys that can run the ball, and if we can block up front, then that's what we couldn't do last year.
Well, when we look at your upcoming matchup, Blissfield coming off a loss, but they played a good Whiteford club pretty tough. How do you see some of the matchups in this ball game that are going to be going on tonight?
Well, and in reality, they should have beat Whiteford. I mean, they had them beat. I mean, 12 seconds left, they break a 78-yard run. That was just a broken play, basically. So, I mean, they should have beat Whiteford. And, you know, I think you love O-line and D-line play. That's what it's going to be about tonight. They love their O-line and D-line. They're big physical kids. I think last year they kind of, you know, defensive line dominated our offensive line. You know, I've challenged my guys. I coach the offensive line, and it's, you know, a point of pride for me. And so, you know, that's what I think. If you want to watch big kids be physical and nasty with each other, that's what tonight's going to be. And, you know, whoever gets the best of that battle is going to win the game.
Well, you know, this is, you know, with Blissfield coming in, I'm not sure what the size difference is between Blissfield and Sand Creek, but I have to think that Blissfield, as far as student population, a little bit bigger than Sand Creek.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that, yes, there is a difference. But, you know, we don't get to decide that. It doesn't matter to us. You know, we talk about our 11 dudes versus their 11 dudes, and that's all that matters. And we just go out and do our job and be physical and tough and play four quarters of football, and everything else will take care of itself.
Is the team that runs the football better tonight going to win this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think offensive lines. You watch the offensive lines, and I mean, like most games, you know, I think that's gonna decide. You know, we want to run the football. They want to run the football. You know, I think a little bit maybe who can hit a big play in the air is going to be important too. But I think, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, three yards in a cloud of dust type of deal. Like we both want to run the football. We both want to be physical with our offensive line. So,
with the conference realignment going on throughout Lenawee County, any comments you might have about you know, the Tri-County?
No, not really. You know, it is what it is. We, you know, I guess at the end of the day, we can't really control what happens. You know, I hope some things change at the state level to maybe encourage teams to come back to 11-man. You know, if we can kind of cap maybe D8, so some of those schools, you know, it just keeps dropping, you know, in terms of the classification of every school. So, like, now D8 has some bigger schools in it. And, you know, these schools that are smaller that would maybe like to have an 11-man team, they can't compete with some of these bigger schools now that are getting pushed down because everybody's leaving. So, you know, hopefully we get some changes at the state level that help small schools like us maintain 11-man football. And, you know, some of the TCC schools, maybe when you think about bringing it back, would be fantastic. But, you know, we can only take it one game at a time, one season at a time, and make our adjustments from there.
Last week against Whiteford, I can't remember exactly, but I think Blissfield only threw the ball, I think, 9 times in the game. Are possessions going to be at a premium in this ball game because the clock's going to be constantly moving?
Yeah, I mean, we played last week. We had 170 plays in that game. You know, a lot of that was throwing it and scores, and that's a lot of football in one game. And so, yeah, you know, I think it could be different. I think it could be a little different tonight, but, you know, we'll see. I don't know how this game's going to play out once we kind of get at it and see that who's going to make the adjustments, who's going to kind of change things up, and maybe who can hit a big play in the air too.
Besides this game tonight, looking toward the rest of the season, any games in particular that you have circled on your calendar?
You know, I mean, like I said, it's a truly, you know, and I don't think we would have been able to do what we did at the half if we were looking down the road. I mean, it's literally the next play for us, and that's what we've stressed. And so we don't even care. I don't even know. We play a couple of Ohio schools and then Whiteford, but, like, we just want to play one play at a time and really focus on what we can control and be successful that way.
Talking about your defense, do you think they have the potential to continue to put points on the board?
I do. I really do. You know, we kind of play man press coverage. And so, you know, Quincy made a couple plays on us. We had really good coverage on it. They made a couple catches. They had a big receiver. It was like 6'4". He went up and got a couple on us. And, you know, but at the end of the day, like, we're gonna challenge them. We're going to challenge those receivers on the outside and hopefully create some turnovers. And, you know, I kind of got after our defense. You know, 26, too much for us. That's not what we like to do. And we need to limit that better, and hopefully they respond tonight.
What was your assessment about, you know, the opening ball game of the season, about how clean that your club played from, you know, a penalty standpoint?
We were super happy. You know, even in the scrimmage, we had some things come up that we hadn't had an issue with all camp. And, you know, again, just the details, you know, the play-by-play, all we can control is what we can control, our 111, you know. And if everybody does that, you play clean. You play clean penalty games. And that, you know, not shooting yourself in the foot helps. And, you know, we did a pretty good job. There were still a couple of times where we kind of gave up some penalties or where we muffed a fumble or a punt once. So, you know, we just got to be clean those up, play a really clean game tonight. That's what it's going to take against a good Blissfield team. And hopefully that pays off for us.
Well, Mark, we're about out of time here on Inside the Cave, but I want to remind folks that your game with Blissfield will be broadcast on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com, and on Lunaway TV. So we invite folks to tune in and to listen or watch the ball game, and we want to wish you the best of luck tonight against the Blissfield Royals.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, and go Aggies.